The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. We're scheduled to be joined by Warren Sharp, great NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He should be with us soon.
I think he's calling now. But by the way, did you see that the Nats are sending their number one pick, Eli Willits, to Fredericksburg?
Ah.
Which I think is actually a little higher than maybe people had anticipated for his first assignment.
Part of the Fred Nats.
Might have to go down there.
Very good. Very good.
Check him out.
Yep. I did see Dylan Cruz. We get this email from their PR. He went 1-for-3 with a double, RBI yesterday, but he's 8-for-25, 2 doubles, a triple, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs in his last 8 games.
All right, that works.
All right, let's head now to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Warren Sharp, NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. You can check out his 2025 NFL preview on sharpfootballanalysis.com, and he's also big now on YouTube as well. He's in that game as nice. Well, what's up, Warren? How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Did you think that we would be at this point with Terry McLaurin on Thursday, August 21st, a hold in, still trying to angle for a contract extension? I thought he'd be signed by training camp. I'm stunned by the fact that we're almost into September. Real games are right around the corner, and Terry McLaurin still not practicing with the team. Are you kind of stunned by the developments or lack thereof?
Well, we know that deadlines drive decisions, and so there's a very good chance that this still gets done, just in my opinion, based upon experience watching things. But I am surprised that we are still here, given the fact that Terry has admitted he wants to be here. He's played his career here. And the money that's being floated around that he's asking, and now I was reading an article yesterday that's saying it's reaffirmed that they were hearing that he is actually looking for DK Metcalf, slightly north of DK Metcalf money. And there's only three receivers that are making north of DK Metcalf money, and that's CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. And I don't view Terry McLaurin in their echelon at all. So I just don't think that he is getting the right advice for what he is worth. And maybe they're just too dug in at this point, but it certainly is a little bit surprising.
I think they might be a little too dug in. I mean, I wish him the best, but that's the thing that's so shocking to me is there seems to be very little movement.
Yeah. And look, I mean, we obviously know what Terry McLaurin has contributed to the team and the value that he adds to the team. And, you know, they will be missing him if they can't come up with a deal. The crazy thing about it, you know, I was double checking the numbers today of passes over 20 yards down the field. Terry McLaurin leads the entire NFL in percentage of team targets. 51% of the Commanders' targets last year that were thrown beyond 20 yards downfield went to Terry McLaurin. There's not another receiver in the NFL who had a higher target share of their overall team targets. I mean, he's obviously quite valuable to the team, and I don't believe Deebo Samuel is anything close to a one-for-one replacement based upon the way Deebo plays the game and the way that Cliff Kingsbury is planning on using Deebo Samuel. So the Commanders will be losing somebody pretty important to their scheme if Terry McLaurin is not on the team this season. But that said, I mean, there's the contractual element to this, and there's the upside that you have a young quarterback that you're not paying a lot of money. You have a lot of options, and maybe they want to do something else next season. I really don't know where they're going to go from here if they don't get Terry for the 2025 season.
So I saw you tweet about the 49ers and how they've been snake bitten by health. And when they're actually healthy, they go to at least like NFC Championship games, Super Bowls. So it kind of makes it hard to predict. They still have like this great talent, but injuries have really besieged them for 5 or 6 years now, right?
Yeah, it's been something that I would have never thought a team would be dealing with this many injuries. And what's funny, although Matthew Stafford is banged up right now, we'll see where he ends up going from here. When you look at the difference between two teams in California, both coaches are really good friends with regard to Kyle Shanahan and the LA Rams head coach, Sean McVay. Sean McVay's team has been extremely healthy, and Kyle Shanahan's team has been top five most injured in, I believe, more years than they've been outside the top five in injuries since 2018. They've been number four most injured, number one most injured, number three most injured, and number one most injured in four out of those seven seasons. Mm. And like you said, the one year that they were really in good shape, they went to the Super Bowl and lost it. That was in 2023. And, you know, there's obviously with their luck, there was no way they were going back to back. They were the number one most injured team last year in 2024. It's tough. It's tough to win games when you don't have the players that you signed to deals, because that's money out the door that you're not getting back. You can't replace it. Backups need to step up. And Kyle Shanahan's done as good of a job as any coach at trying to get guys to play well in his scheme. I mean, there have been very few years that they've just been abominations out there when he's been coach of the San Francisco 49ers. But hopefully they'll get back on track soon.
Warren, what's your best guess about J.J. McCarthy? Can he step right in and keep the Vikings afloat as a playoff team? We saw what Sam Darnold did there last year. I mean, nobody expected that sort of performance from him. He moves on now. He's in Seattle. Can McCarthy, in year two, kind of give a poor man Sam Darnold performance for the Vikings in 2025?
I think he can. There's going to be some limitations, and it's not going to look like it looked last season. The interesting question that I have for the Minnesota Vikings this year is just how aggressive does their coach, and the reason I think it can is because of their coach, Kevin O'Connell, because I think he's great. But the question is, how aggressive do they get from a play calling perspective early in games? Because this is a team that scored, I believe, the number two most first quarter points last year. They led at halftime in among the most games of any team in the NFL. That makes life very easy on a quarterback in the second half when they're playing from ahead. That makes life easier on a play caller who doesn't have to call such aggressive plays for a quarterback who's trailing. J.J. McCarthy is going to need those crutches as much as possible. But if they don't build those leads like they were doing last year early in games, because they're being a little bit more conservative with J.J. McCarthy, then this team is going to be fighting tooth and nail in the third and fourth quarter. He's going to be getting blitzed far more frequently, and it's going to be a less advantageous situation for the Vikings. So that's the biggest question that I have with them. Obviously, there's going to be a read recognition, talent type drop off, because he doesn't have quite the level of experience at this level as Sam Darnold did. But and Sam Darnold got away with so many throws last year, if you remember watching those games. So many theoretically interceptable passes that were not intercepted by the defense. Mm-hmm. Some lucky bounces, some lucky breaks, some great efficiency, all-time career best efficiency throwing the ball 20 yards down the field from Sam Darnold last year. J.J. McCarthy, we should not expect that to happen year one. So it's going to be more difficult, but I do think because of the coaching and the scheme that he's in, he's going to settle down and play relatively well, all things being considered.
Talking to Warren Sharp, NFL analyst, you can check out his 2025 NFL preview on sharpfootballanalysis.com. I saw that you were talking about how important it is to be under center for Caleb Williams versus last season when he was in shotgun 87% of the time. I don't know the numbers. You would know the numbers for Jaden Daniels here in Washington. Tell us why it'll work better for Caleb to be under center more, because it seems like Jaden's in shotgun a ton too.
Jaden is in shotgun a lot, and that's Cliff Kingsbury's scheme, and it works for Cliff. The difference being that in Chicago, they have a new head coach, and he's Ben Johnson. He came from Detroit. And one of the biggest things that they did in Detroit was utilize more under center last year. The highest rates of under center snaps that we have seen in the NFL since 2021. And as a result, it makes everything look similar. Like runs look like passes. Passes look like runs, especially when you're utilizing a little bit more heavy personnel to do this out of. The defense is caught off guard. They don't know what's coming. And I think the reason that they pivoted, that Ben Johnson pivoted to doing that, was because they saw the efficiency that Jared Goff had when he threw out of shotgun in 2023. And they wanted to find a way to get him to, under center, with play action. They saw the efficiency he was getting out of play action. They wanted to find a way to introduce a little bit more play action to the game. And the way to do that is play a little bit more under center. So they ramped up their under center rates in 2024. That is exactly what they're going to bring to Chicago. And we saw last year Caleb Williams really struggle when he even attempted to use play action, and they almost were always using shotgun. Now this is going to be an offense that's going to play a lot more under center, but they're going to play under center in a better way with this new scheme. And I really think it's going to ramp up the efficiency that Caleb Williams gets when he throws the ball out of play action. And I think that's going to raise the whole floor of the Chicago Bears passing attack, is just the fact that they've got an expert in there now who's going to get them under center more, to confuse the defense pre-snap, use play action, which confuses the defense post-snap, and Caleb Williams is going to have a lot more success as a result. So I'm really excited to see that unfold here. By the way, real quick, you guys mentioned the book. I do have a special coupon code. Anybody who's listening, if they go to that link, sharpfootballanalysis.com. If you use the code junkies, you'll get the book for only $1. And that will last until the beginning of the season. But this is 585 pages. I spent months working on this book, 32 team chapters previewing the season. We are coming into the season very close. Guys don't have a lot of time to read the book, so I don't expect them to pay full price right now. You can get it instead of $35 just for $1 with the code junkies.
That is, I mean, I'm buying it.
By my math, that's like 99% off, Warren. That's crazy. Yeah. That's a crazy deal.
Well, we got to get people are running into their fantasy drafts. There's tons of information for fantasy drafts in the book as well. So there's good.
I know what I'm spending a dollar on today.
Who do you like on the Commanders fantasy wise now with Brian Robinson most likely on the way out?
Well, the crazy part is we obviously saw your new running back go ramping up the draft boards in JCM. So the value isn't there quite as much. But look, I still think this is going to be a team. You got to look at Jaden Daniels running quarterbacks in today's NFL. He found a way to keep himself relatively healthy. He's got a new left tackle. I think obviously he's the cream of the crop in terms of quarterbacks. I'd rank him right there, top three in terms of quarterbacks. So I'd be looking at him. And of course, you know, look, I think this is a team that is going to probably be throwing the football more in 2025, simply because I don't think they're going to go 12-5. I don't think they're going to convert as often on fourth downs. I don't think they're going to have as much success in some of these late situations. They may not build leads as much as they did, and they're playing a much more difficult schedule this year overall, especially of opposing quarterbacks. So they're going to have to put up points, and that's not going to come as much from the running game as it will the passing game. I had already, guys, just so you know, for my clients, I had already given out Brian Robinson under on rushing yards because of all of those reasons I just shared. I bet him under 750 and a half rushing yards like a month and a half ago. So I don't know where he ends up now. Obviously, I hope he doesn't go to a team where he's going to be the running back one and then get over 750 and a half rushing yards. But I think the backfield is a little tricky, especially with the way that JCM has moved up the board right now. I don't know that he's great value. Of course, Washington, D.C., like locals, are going to want to get as many Commanders on the roster as they can. And so I understand if you might reach for him.
Warren, you talked at Sharp Football about Anthony Richardson. You gave a really detailed breakdown of just some of the shockingly bad numbers since he's been playing for the Colts. Where do you think is a good landing spot for him? And do you see Shane Steichen like using him in goal line packages just to keep him kind of involved? Like, what do you think the future holds for Anthony Richardson, either in Indy or somewhere else?
That's a great question. It's really hard to say because when they made the pivot, they mentioned, you know, that we don't want to have a short leash on Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And I will add, like, I definitely, if you follow me on X, I definitely told people pretty clearly why I thought that Anthony Richardson was not going to be the guy in Indy. And I was betting on that. I bet Daniel Jones to be the starter like 3 months ago. But the issue was the public and everybody else was betting on Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson moved up to like -350 favorite to be the starter. Daniel Jones was the decided underdog. But I just, based on what the coach was talking about and the fact that he wanted continuity, he wanted just the capability of being consistent from his quarterback, and that includes making the right checks and all of those other things, I just felt like Daniel Jones was the truer professional, had that experience, and was going to excel in that regard. I was surprised Daniel Jones didn't look decidedly better throwing the ball in camp, but Anthony Richardson does have the much bigger arm, makes the much bigger splash plays down the field than Daniel Jones does. I truly don't know. I mean, your idea is great. Utilize him in goal line packages. Is he going to buy into that? His agent seems very involved at this point, criticizing and coming out and criticizing the team. Would his agent want him to be just used as like some sort of mobile Tim Tebow type goal line quarterback this year in Indy? Or would they demand like you could start him or not, but we're not going to just be used in as to be a running back, basically a glorified running back at the goal line. So while that would help the Colts win games more, I don't know if he's going to agree to a role like that. And where else could he have success? I'm honestly not sure, because if you look at Shane Steichen came from the Philadelphia Eagles. He called plays for Jalen Hurts. He designed an offense for Jalen Hurts, a mobile quarterback who could utilize his legs and run the football. He brought that same design and ideas to Indy. They designed this offense for Anthony Richardson to excel in. People make the mistake of saying that, oh, well, Anthony Richardson only played 15 games. He didn't get enough time. He was there for over two full years as the quarterback number one, took all the reps in camp, and still was making elementary mistakes in his third season in the same offense that was basically handpicked, hand-tailored to make him look like a good quarterback. And I think the coaching staff, between the quarterback coach and the head coach who's calling his plays, threw their hands up and like, we can't get it through to this guy. And so if you say that's not having success in Indy with that type of build around a quarterback, you know, he's not going to go to San Francisco for the 49ers and just get plugged into Kyle Shanahan's offense and work out. I really don't know where it goes from here for him, but obviously I hope he has another chance. But statistically, he really was bad over the last couple of years, the worst in the NFL from an accuracy perspective.
Warren, let our listeners know again how they can get your 2025 NFL preview for a very, very steep discount, and also let them know how they can watch you on YouTube.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. YouTube is just go to Sharp Football Analysis. We're up on YouTube now, and I'm going to be trying to give a lot of videos there over the course of the season. Throughout the week. And then sharpfootballanalysis.com, you can get the 2025 football preview over there for just $1 if you use the code JUNKIES. And that'll save you from $35 down to $1. Go buy something nice with the $34 that you're saving.
Well, I hope, nice. I hope you have one of those data centers in Ashburn for all the traffic, because I'm guessing a lot of the listeners are going to hit up that special. That's awesome, Warren. Thanks so much for doing that, man.
I appreciate it. No problem.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that time. That's Warren Sharp, NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. Get his 2025 NFL preview on sharpfootballanalysis.com. Use the code JUNKIES. The price goes from $35 to $1. It's a pretty good deal, so you should go take advantage of that. We will do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.